Good morning, beloved, and again, thank you for inviting me into your homes for this Tuesday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we begin 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. This is Paul's second letter to Timothy, and it consists largely of personal advice. The main theme is endurance, and Timothy is encouraged to keep on witnessing faithfully to Jesus Christ and to do his duty as a teacher and evangelist, all in the face of suffering and opposition. Timothy's grandmother and mother are commended for their faith and the faith that they have instilled in Timothy. And again, God's saving word for us today is encouragement. So let's begin as we read 2 Timothy chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. From Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by God's will, sent to proclaim the promised life which we have in union with Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dear son. May God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord give you grace, mercy, and peace. I give thanks to God, whom I serve with a clear conscience as my ancestors did. I thank him as I remember you always in my prayers, night and day. I remember your tears, and I want to see you very much so that I may be filled with joy. I remember the sincere faith you have, the kind of faith that your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice also had. I am sure that you have it also. For this reason, I remind you to keep alive the gift that God gave you when I laid my hands on you. For the Spirit of God has given us does not make us timid. Instead, the Spirit fills us with power, love, and self-control. Do not be ashamed, then, of witnessing for our Lord. Neither be ashamed of me, a prisoner for Christ's sake. Instead, take your part in suffering for the good news, as God gives you the strength for it. He saved us and called us to be his own people, not because of what we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. He gave us this grace by means of Christ Jesus before the beginning of time. But now it has been revealed to us through the coming of our Savior, Christ Jesus. He has ended the power of death, and through the gospel has revealed immortal life. God has appointed me as an apostle and a teacher to proclaim the good news, and it is for this reason that I suffer these things. But I am still full of confidence because I know whom I have trusted, and I am sure that he is able to keep safe until that day what he has entrusted to me. Hold firmly to the true words that I taught you as the example for you to follow, and remain in the faith and love that are ours in union with Christ Jesus. Through the power of the Holy Spirit who lives in us, keep the good things that have been entrusted to you. You know that everyone in the province of Asia, including Phygellus and Hermogenes, has deserted me. May the Lord show mercy to the family of Onesiphorus, because he cheered me up many times. He was not ashamed that I'm in prison, but as soon as he arrived in Rome, he started looking for me until he found me. May the Lord grant him his mercy on that day. And you know very well how much he did for me in Ephesus. And today's key verse is 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, where Paul says, "For the Spirit that God has given us does not make us timid. Instead, the Spirit fills us with power, love, and self-control." And so again, here we see Paul sharing with his young cohort, the one that he has raised up in the Lord Jesus Christ, about some of the things that he's gone through and the fact that it seems that most of his helpers have deserted him. He got thrown into prison, and just like the disciples did with Jesus after his crucifixion, they deserted Paul, just like the other disciples deserted Jesus. But there were those who remained true, and Paul assures Timothy that these who were faithful will receive a special award when Jesus comes back. And brothers, that reward is available to us also. Yes, these are hard times. These are discouraging times. But they are also times when the power of God is being revealed in the greatest nature here on this earth. And so I stand with my brothers in the Lord looking for a wonderful outpouring of the Holy Spirit of God in these last days. Let's pray. Lord God, empower me to share the light of Jesus Christ in your salvation with others and not be ashamed of witnessing for you. By your Holy Spirit, fill me with power, love, and self-control. It's in your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our Tuesday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 26, where Timothy is encouraged to be a loyal soldier of Christ Jesus. Until tomorrow, then, you keep hanging on, embracing those promises that we find in God's Word. Heaven and earth shall pass away, the Word tells us. But Jesus said, my Word abides forever. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow.